Yeah. Yeah. And that was tops.
Okay.
And I would drink the Mad. Well, I'd go to, okay, so I worked at Sledgehammer's as a bartender.
Right.
And I knew nothing about pouring drinks. But the Sledgehammer's was like a fucking roadhouse. You didn't have to. It didn't matter. And I started as a barback, whatever. But before my shift, I'd go to Wade's and sit in the parking lot and drink Mad Dog. You know what Mad Dog is? So it was like a cross between, what is it? Mad Dog's like wine and alcohol.
It's like drinking out of the well.
So it was Halloween. I was dressed as a fucking clown. I remember I got blue paint on my face and shit. And I think I used a mop and dipped it in pink dye and fucking threw that on.
Smurf?
Yeah, I was a Smurf. And anyways, I rolled into the fucking bar at 5 in front of my shift. And then, you know, shit happens when the lights turn off, right? And fucking, it's a packed crowd. And every time people came up, hey, I'll take a shot of this. I started taking shots myself.
With him?
I got really comfortable, right? So I'm pounding him back and forth. And all of a sudden, the guy, the owner, catches on. He's like, the fuck is this guy doing?
Just giving right? me a tilt, basically.
Next thing I know, I'm back in his office and fucking, it's spinning. I can't, he's like, you've been drinking? I'm like, bleh. Yeah, I guess. Well, you're fired. What? So now I'm on the other side of the bar. I didn't leave. I just end up going back as a fucking spectator, right? I'm like, all right, keep him coming. Then next thing I know, it flashes the next day. I wake up next to the dumpster, out in the back. I'm not kidding you. In my fucking car, half hanging out of the car. The door's open. I'm renting this dumpster. The fucking sunshine in my face. I'm like, what the fuck took place? And I never went back again. I was fucking fired. That was Halloween.
Let's roll.
Situation.
So she got really defensive about her.
You know, I want to talk about all kinds of things that make no sense. You know, we're just going to bang out different thoughts in my brain. One of them is, have you ever go to a concert, not a big concert, like a local thing, and you ever see like the bass player and shit and whatnot?
Yeah.
You know,
I would love to be the bass player on Eminence Front. All yours is
mom. Oh, yeah.
Wait, could you hear me? Could you hear me, but not yourself?
I don't go in here.
Try it again. No, it goes in the mic, ass. Oh.
Okay.
Hello? Yeah. Why did I go out? It's weird.
That's it, right? Am I on?
Yeah, you are. I hear you again. Listen. You want to talk about like being a bass player? However,
I was saying something. Yeah,
I know, but can you bring it back around to the original thing that you wanted to open?
It's
this
roadkill.
Can you watch this? Can you bring it back around to where you wanted to open this around. Episode number 25? We think it's 25, but we're stuck on 19. That's what we're gonna call it. I'm your host, Dr. C, the creator content, Marty, and baseball, Tony. So, what did you want to say about bass players?
I delivered a pizza the other day. They're playing up there at Fairport Brewery and stuff. And, you know, I don't know anything about any kind. I can't play any instruments or whatnot. And, you know, I'm a Rush fan. So, okay, we got a timeout here.
Geddy Lee?
You played a skin flute pretty well.
There's only one hole in
it. Yeah, BT's right. I do play the skin flute pretty well. So I do know, I do have one instrument that I'm pretty proficient on. As far as the, thank you for that. I lost the train of thought. So
turn the music on.
Yeah, we got music going on. This is like a carnival outside. What the fuck is happening here? But amateur hour right now. So this,
aha!
Can we stick with the bass thing?
Yeah, so Geddy Lee.
So I'm a Rush fan. I found, right. But I don't know anything about how to play the instruments, or I don't honestly don't even know what it takes to play each and every instrument. But in Geddy, I love Geddy because he sings, plays keyboard and bass, and I think that's pretty impressive to do all those three things for one guy out there. I really do love that. My point is this, though. I have gone to other shows, though, in my past when I used to have fun, and the bass players, you know, there's, you know, sometimes in a lot of the songs, there's like three chords.
That's all like, that's the right? greatest, that's the greatest position on that team.
I know, but sometimes, have you ever seen the guys who do that and make it more than what it really is? Like they're, like, it's almost like they're in contraction or something. Like they're doing their body language and their whole thing when they're playing the same three chords, when really the music is coming from the drummer and the guitar, you know, right. the lead guitar, right? right? I don't want to bring this up, but I've seen it before where it's like, okay, I get it. You're the bass guy, and, you know, you're contributing to the overall thing. But at the end of the day, you're doing the same. Yeah, exactly what you're doing right now. You're doing the exact same three things for the whole set.
Right.
Right?
Bong, bong, bong.
What?
Eminence front.
Oh, I love bong, that song.
Bong, 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 bong. Right. That's all. That's just that.
BT walked in just now with... what I thought was his schlong out for a walk. I don't feel good already. We already took a dip. All right, so let's get going. What do we got?
I thought we started, but did you want? Listen, you in dress rehearsal, you brought up a few things. Did you want? Did you want to quickly address the fact that? Actually, you know what? In all seriousness, and this is bring it back to. The previous episode.
You look like a kamikaze pilot every time I see you.
Right.
And I don't try to. I don't want to be.
We're
like,
crashing, burning here, man.
Is that racist?
Is that a racist comment to you? Because I apologize if it is.
Well, it's kind of. Let me say this.
Is it racist? Because I'll go get a shot from a 1942 fucking commie pilot and put it up against you.
This is a shout out to Joey Majauskas, who once told my wife, "Hey, happy Cinco de Mayo," and she said, "I'm Puerto Rican, asshole."
Wait a minute. Honestly, I would have made that mistake. Wait a minute. What's wrong? I don't understand. Isn't that Spanish? What are you talking about?
Right, because to your point, the Japanese are different than the Chinese. They're different than the Koreans.
Aren't they?
They're different.
Aren't they?
All different?
Yes.
Yes.
That's why they have different titles.
Yeah, but Mexicans aren't Puerto Ricans.
They don't. So, wait, the Puerto Ricans don't celebrate Cinco de Mayo? Huh?
American.
You guys putting me on? Seriously.
You know that?
Wait, are you saying it's an American holiday?
No.
Whose fucking holiday is it?
Are you a Mexican or a Mexicant?
What do Puerto Ricans speak? Spanish. What do Mexicans speak?
What do Spaniards speak?
Spain.
Right.
So, but what I'm saying is, what do Mexicans speak?
They speak Spanish, but of a different Spanish dialect.
Oh, so it is different than Puerto Rican.
Right, just like Mandarin isn't the same as speaking Japanese.
You can see how it can be confusing for someone who's not part of any of those.
Yeah, for a white guy, it could be confusing.
I don't think that's racist. That's just ignorant, right?
That wasn't racist.
Right. No offense.
Can we continue?
So,
you'd make a great pilot, but okay.
No. So, all right, let me bring up the point.
And I'd make a great head nurse.
Let me bring up the point, though, that I made in a previous episode. Where I feel,
PT just fucking went down on the mic.
Where I feel that you made progress. Where I feel I made a statement to you that over the course of our 20-something episodes, you've made progress. Right? You may disagree. However, I'll say this though: where you may feel you haven't made progress is the point that you wanted to bring up a few points tonight. Based on your homework assignments, if you want to call it that, that you've written down in terms of things you wanted to address, in terms of maybe, you know, saying that you feel you haven't made as much progress as based on my diagnostic impression of you. Okay. So having said that, though, I do agree, though, that there are times metaphorically that another thing you want to get into that when you come across an accident that you want to return to that accident and sort of relive, if you will, that accident when you get stuck there, it's hard to move forward. And I feel that you have made progress moving forward, but there are some elements that keep you still stuck in the rearview mirror.
Okay. There's no disagreement. I'm still living in the past. But you brought up this roadkill.
And rejection. I mean, the other themes of rejection and such. Okay, so that might play into this, what you want to say. So you have the floor, sir.
Let's peel the onion back. Or let's take the panties off. So here's the deal. All right? Because you brought it up. We talked about the Easter Sunday Sabbath massacre of me beheading the rabbit. Time out. BT, no, please, I'll do. Say it, please. It's good. I know it's good.
It came and went. You peeled the panties back, and I wanted to ask, is it new car or pine tree?
I'll take it either way. So here's the deal. The previous episode, we talked about how I killed the rabbit, okay? And how I felt and how I turned, to your point, I turned around to see if it was dead. And when I was turning around, there was still hope in my head that maybe you didn't kill. You know, you try to trick yourself, right? Whatever.
But to that point, I don't mean to interrupt you, but again, related to the point of turning around, mm-hmm. going back, sometimes all of us, not just you, but mm-hmm. all of us in our life think that if we revisit or go back, somehow we have the hope or optimism that it wasn't as bad as it was. Maybe there's something that we can either reclaim or fix.
Yeah. Okay. Also, you know, don't you turn around when you hit something? Oh, no, we talked about this. Unless there's blood all over your windshield, you're keep going forward, right? You're different. But, okay, let me fast forward. So I got through that trauma of mm-hmm. killing the rabbit. Mm-hmm. And I hadn't killed the rabbit in 35 years of driving. And it was on Easter Sunday. It was kind of ironic. Okay. Well, it didn't take me long to put another rabbit in the bag because I was going to my friend's house. And it was 7 o'clock sunny. It wasn't dark out. And next thing you know, what are you doing? Well, okay. Awesome. So the rabbit comes by. I'm starting to understand something. When animals come by your car, at no matter what speed, you're supposed to either swerve or slam on the brakes, right, to try to avoid them. I'm not doing that. I'm going into immediate. If you could put a mic on me at like 3 seconds before impact, it sounds honestly like someone. like I don't do anything. I don't hit the brakes. I just panic. I panic. And then, okay, so I fucking hit this thing. And I'm like, oh my fucking God, was that a rabbit? Now, ironically, I was looking ahead before I hit this rabbit. And I was actually thinking about, I saw this thing that I thought was next to a mailbox, which could be an animal. So my eyes were fixed like way ahead. And just ironically, rabbit comes by, right? Another 50 points. So I hit it and I'm like, oh my fucking God, I gotta turn around. Well, why do I want to turn around? I want to turn around to see maybe it's still alive and it can get up on its own, 2 feet. And I go back and it was a big mistake because unlike the last episode, which was decapitated, which is kind of bad in itself, but you know for sure ain't coming back. Bleep, 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 that's all, folks. I come back to this one and it's still. Okay, there's blood pooling all over. The rabbit is quivering, you know, quivering? What? You know, the leg is moving still. It's fucking, it's still.
Right, it's like, already dead, but it's just the involuntary movement.
Now, for me, I'm like, all right, put it in reverse. You got to run it over again. Right? I'm like, you got to put this thing out of its misery. This fucking thing's half dead. So I was ready to do that, too. I was ready to fucking run over again because I want this to end. And I know you're going to make it an L. I know there's this. You're chopping. You're chopping at the bit right here. Yeah. I wanted to fucking just run the thing over. I think we're leading to I want my ex-girlfriend dead.
No, it's not that.
Oh, we're not?
No, what we're leading into is the fact that it's subconsciously, you're saying to yourself, will somebody just, I'm roadkill. Will somebody please back
kill
up?
Kill me?
Will somebody please back up and put me out of my misery?
Me? Wait a minute. How do you reach? How do you go from? I'm concerned about the rabbit who's half dead. Why would I?
Subconsciously, you want someone to come back and just put you out of your.
Contrary to popular belief,
you're laying there as roadkill.
Contrary to popular belief, where people think that I move through life like I don't give a shit and I'm very negative, and if I died today, I wouldn't care. I actually do want to stay here.
No, but you want to be put out of your misery.
Oh. Yeah, closure. Is that what you're saying? Fuck yeah. So what, I gotta kill more? What happens next?
You just want some way to turn around and give you closure. You want some way to turn
around?
Or turn around.
So
turn around, bright eye.
Are you recommend
brown eye.
Brown reef. So if you are you saying that I should next time I have an opportunity to kill an animal
keep trucking? No, sometime you want someone to not just keep moving down the road. You want them to kind of look in their rearview mirror, come back to you a little bit, give you some closure and put you out of your misery.
How would that work though?
I don't know how that work. But you're working through that and that you're doing that for others, but not feeling that people have the same type of empathy for you.
Oh, they fucking don't. No one get, listen, it's a cruel world out there. Enough with the train, too. Here we go again. You know, I'm going to do nothing. So that's the story with the rabbit and bring up the speed. But honestly, I've never killed so much. Oh, I do want to, okay, let's elaborate a little bit more on this. So I go into the shop and I start telling, so maybe you'll have a take on this as well, about the empathy part. So I then carry this guilt, this weight. Now, it's not like I'm sitting home in a closet, dark closet, thinking about the rabbit, okay? But I want to, like, express it, like I'm doing now. I want to, like, express it to people. And I guess subconsciously, I want someone to say, you know what, man? I love animals, too. I feel your pain. I ran into someone else. I ran over this, and I couldn't fucking get over for a week. I want someone to say that.
No, but subconsciously, that's the same as someone metaphorically saying to you, like, listen, I care about you.
Yes. Yeah. So I went into the shop and I started telling the story. Well, apparently I picked the wrong fucking crowd. I started telling the story and immediately, I don't forget about the empathy part or the silent listener. I get this guy going on the offense towards me immediately. What, are you fucking kidding me? It's fucking roadkill. You move on. You fucking actually moved back? Why would you do that? Now, I didn't know he came from a family of hunters and shit. So now we're engaging. Now I'm kind of pissed because now he's not seeing the way I was trying to tell a story.
Right.
And now I'm feeling like I have to defend myself. So I go on the offense myself and you don't want that. So I had to light him up and I start going over this thing about hunters and shit, right? How they're egotistical maniacs and they always talk about how they want to, you know, it's all for the herd, you know, whatever. They got, you know, deer population, this and that. We got to, you know, keep it low. That's not what they're doing out there. Otherwise, they'd be working for the government. They love the fucking thrill of killing and gutting. It makes them feel like alive and a man or something like that. And all of those, and they're like, you know, look, it was roadkill. And I go, well, you can go buy a fucking rabbit at a pet store. But then someone said, well, you killed a hare, not a rabbit. And that pissed me off even more.
That was me.
I know that. So how do I keep these emotions? So do I just shut the fuck up? Is that the idea? Shut the fuck up. Right? Because it doesn't do me any good by going and telling people this. I mean, a priest might even say, shut the fuck up.
Priest might give last rites.
I mean, maybe that's what I need. You know, do they still get the confession box? You know, do they still have that?
You mean the confessional? Yes.
Oh, I got my hairs crossed. I was thinking about pussy. But yeah. Confession. Yeah. So... okay, I got to take this dip out, though. I'm getting queasy. We might have to take a break already. I got to take a break.
All right, we're right back, and then we're going to be talking a little bit about Marty's rejection.
All right, and lick and stick it. Drive, you know, to Matthew Drive, and then through that little, there's like a little fucking thing to get to the track, you know, run the track. Like a fucking moron, and I would purposely go around the field and then up that hill, you know, behind the game.
Yeah.
And I just like, you know, I wanted the attention. Like I would fucking rip up that fucking hill constantly while the game is going on. Like, you know, I'm surprised they never, like, said, who the fuck is this guy? And then what time...
He was like the guy in the Bad News Bears, yeah. Right? Yeah. Yeah.
That Marty's a fucking loan shark.
And, you know, who was the hall monitor? Not the hall monitor. Who was the...
The Carrolls?
Yes. So I, you know, I was a walker. And I don't know, for lunch, I went home. I fired up my dirt bike, right?
So Kathy, who's sitting in her car.
She's in her car. Guess what I did for Kathy? I fucking got my dirt bike. And she sits there, you know.
Blocking the entranceway, right?
Six gear wide open. You know, wide open. Nothing she can do. Right past her, right? The school's, you know, school's open and shit. I don't know how I got home and what. I would fucking just like 60, you know, 50, 60 miles an hour. Just fucking tearing up the lawn of Fairport High School and shit, right? And then I got over to the, one day I got over to the other side there. And the cop, like someone called the cops, right? So the cops are chasing me through the apartment complex. What is that fucking apartment complex right across?
Right, the 1459 or whatever.
What is it called?
Glenwood? Glenwood. The one right across the street.
I got the cops on my fucking ass, right? I'm like, fuck, I'll fucking lose you, right?
Yeah, but they can hear the motorbike.
So I fucking went through, like, this is back before the tracks were developed and all that stuff. So I cut through the apartment complex. But I hit a fucking log or something, and I fucking wiped out and shit, right? You know, throttle stuck on the ground, wide open. But I got the fuck out of there by the time they got me, though. I love that. I loved always fucking around with people with getting my bike out. I don't know. It made me feel like, you know, fuck you, people. Like antisocial, like, you know, like in a weird way. I don't know. This is immature. I'd do it again.
I want a tail.
What? I need some fucking tail, man.
Duck?
Yeah. Duck.
Dove?
All right. Welcome back to We're Stuck on 19 episode. So I'm Dr. C, Baseball Tony, and Marty, you want to revisit some things. I put the word out rejection as maybe sort of a mnemonic device for you to help you recall what it is you want to address. But I would like for you to talk a little bit about how you feel a little bit lately on some of the deliveries you've been on.
Yeah. So, you know, the only time I get out is basically delivering. The only time I interact with human beings outside of this podcast is literally my job delivering pizza. You know, people say you got to get out more. You got to meet people more. Therefore, they'll know your name. And who knows where that will lead. But lately, you know, I've been going to these deliveries, and I don't know what the fuck's happening, but I went to the last one delivery.
Do you want to go back three deliveries back, though? Because it kind of sets up the pattern for you.
What happened three deliveries ago?
Well, I mean...
Maybe you should tell the story.
Well, I don't want to tell the story, but to prompt you a little bit. The home you went to, they weren't expecting you, and you weren't expecting the guests that they had there that basically put you back a little bit in terms of some flashbacks and post-traumatic
stress.
Well,
we talked about that already a little bit in the podcast, but yeah, let's start with that. Right, so that was the delivery. What's that?
Fuck them.
So I go...
Baseball 20's tired.
No, I like that echo effect. Can we put that in somehow? Like, fuck them. Like, every, like, 10... seconds. So I go to the delivery, they open the door, you know, they're very happy people, and they're like, whoa, where's Brian? What? Where's Brian? Now, I'm like, I don't know, he's delivering too, but I'm here. So they walk me through their house to get to the backyard where, you know, everything's happening, and as I'm going through, everyone is pitching in. Hey, where's Brian? I'm working. Do you want your pizza or not? Like, what the fuck? So we started getting this talk about, like, they know a lot of people at the shop. Of course they know you. And they start talking about who's been delivering, how long, this and that. And there's another guy there that we know. And this guy starts talking about a nowhere. got to be like the top three delivery guy out there. Now, they don't know who I am, right? I'm like, what, are you fucking kidding me? Now, and I was there, and I get, what are you doing? What the fuck are you doing right now? You can't do that while I'm telling a story. What are you doing?
Just pointing it out.
Pointing what out?
Talent.
Is there talent walking around? Yes. Maybe we should take this outside. So, I'm...
Mid-80s fastball.
So, I'm like, not for nothing. Quit like 15 years ago. You know, he's not even in the Hall of Fame. Right. And sitting there, I'm like, so decides to introduce me to these fucking people. Oh, you know who this is, don't you? I'm like, he used to go out with so-and-so. I'm like, and it's my heart. As soon as that happened, I could just feel all the blood. I changed fucking total peak white. I'm like, oh no, I don't want to go down this road. You dated who? Oh God, yeah. And I'm like, so I had to fucking shut up. I'm like, listen, no, I don't want, I'm not open to talking about this, right? So then they started saying, oh, thanks, you know, because obviously they could see how fucking distraught I was. Anyways, the point is, I started, you know, backing out of that fucking thing. I'm like, fuck you, Jim. You've done it again. and by the way, too, you're looking at the tied for first best delivery guy ever at TK, so go fuck yourself, okay? The audacity for you to put your name even up there. So, anyways, we talked about the podcast, too. So I said, hey, you know, he said it. Hey, look at the podcast. I'm like, oh God, I don't know if these, I don't want these people to know about the podcast. I mean, so I get over that and then I go on another delivery like next week. And, I go to her house. Is this the house we're talking about? The four, you know, the, your boys, or was there another house?
Yeah. We haven't been there. So they don't know about the podcast. So you're eventually when you catch up, hopefully you'll have heard this by now.
Yeah. So I go to another house. And they're partying in the back, and I come up, and the guy, the ringleader there, the guy who owns the house and shit, he's back there. His back is to me, and he hears my voice, right? I said, hey, yeah, how's everyone doing? Where's Brian? He didn't even acknowledge me. He didn't even have the common courtesy to just, you know, play along. And like, yeah, and then everyone piles in again. Where's Brian? Fucking Brian's dead. He's dead. So you're going to have to deal with it and go with me now. But, you know, I'm saying this because it makes, you know, I'm walking back to the car and I'm thinking, okay, they said I need to be more social. I try, you know, delivery is, you know, put you in a position to be social. I try to interact. And then they totally dismiss me while I'm fighting. It's a rejection again in a different form. I'm like, what the fuck? BT?
What the fuck was going on?
What happened?
That might have been Sully.
So anyways,
and then you had a recent one.
Yeah, another fucking bombshell. So I go to a house. First of all, I get lost to a house that I should have known. I've been delivering for 20 plus years. And this guy, I go to the door and he's like, again, the first words out of his mouth. Where's Brian? It's like, where's Waldo? I don't fucking know.
What's great though?
What?
I mean, it's like,
it's a great compliment for you because you can't stop smiling every time we tell you.
No, because I'm smiling because it almost feels like, hey, give Ferris our best.
And I'm starting to think.
The boys from the station are pulling for him.
I'm starting to think, too, that the guy, you know, that I walked in on his house, you know, the Australian.
Yes.
He loves you. Of course, it helps when you're buying him drinks.
Yeah.
You know, but like, I think he's kind of disappointed when I show up. How's that going to help me with my self-esteem? I mean, just remove yourself from this because we've been talking about you, and just imagine me, and what would you recommend I do?
No, the way you started off the story, which I find it's entertaining, and thank you. It's a nice...
Well, it wasn't intended
to thank
you.
It's a backhanded compliment to me.
Yeah.
But it just shows that you build the rapport and the relationship with the people that you see on a frequent basis.
Mm. Okay.
You know, so you'll get there with just other people.
Yeah. I tried the other night when I walked up to a house and I heard the theme song, the beginning of The Big Lebowski.
What happened?
Well, the fucking guy was in there, you know, with his chick, you know, starting it, and I heard the tunes. What the fuck is going on outside? And I heard it. I go to him, hey, you watching The Big Lebowski? Like, I got kind of excited. And finally, he has something to share, like a talking point.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, yeah. Yeah, okay. I'm like, oh, you're going to love that. It's a fucking great movie, man. He's like, yeah, okay. So he went back and get his money, and then he comes back, and I can't shut the fuck up. I'm like, you know, you're not going to be disappointed. And I was going to start talking about, you know, parts in the fucking movie and stuff. He starts closing the door on me because, and then it dawned on me, you know, it's like, am I intruding? Like, you know, he's sitting down to have a pizza and beers and watch a movie, and I'm already like, you know, if he would have invited me in, I would have sat between him on the couch to watch the fucking show. So that was awkward, though. I walked back to my car thinking, geez, that felt weird. Right? So how do you... You know what it is? I think that you and others... I think that I've been so, like, underground for so long that it's hard for me to assimilate. I'm no different than a fucking guy who had a 20-year prison sentence and can't come back to life and assimilate in society. And I think this might be why I'm not getting laid. I mean, even the girl who dished out, let me sample her, that we talked about, she even said in the fucking bar, she's like, no, not for nothing. You got to fucking relax. You got to get out there more. I'm like, aren't we out now? What do I have to do? What do you mean? But I think I carry this cloud or this, I think, like, there's tension and, like, people can feel it around me. How do I, like, get that out of me? Demons out. How do I do it?
Maybe we should go to the confession box.
A glory hole? So anyways, compliments to you, I guess. You're doing a great job out there. You know?
Compliments to the shot.
Fuck. You know, if I hear one more person, they'll say that. I don't know, man.
We should just set you up with all the same routes. What's up next? To send them there.
Oh, semen.
What's going on with you, man?
Yeah, semen. Okay.
You're right.
I'm fine.
Sure, man. Not a semen.
Hey, you were saying the other day that you were on your hands and knees.
What? Yeah, So when I painted the basement, I didn't put a drop cloth down. I said, I'll fucking worry about the paint later that's going on the vinyl floor. Well, I was done painting, and I'm like, there's time. And I should have learned, because upstairs, it took me literally 13 fucking hours, I counted it, to clear the paint off the floor. Inch by inch, fucking scrubbing and trying to get the paint. What's wrong?
You looking? No, I was thinking, like, could you not use? And I'm just asking.
Huh?
Could you not use some type of turpentine solution? I mean, would that take it up a lot?
Turpentine might strip the right. fucking thing.
That's
but
what I'm saying. Would have damaged.
But floor, I've so. Used. I mean, basically, I used those white, fucking scrubby things. What do you call them? Whatever.
Like a Lysol.
Cumcloths, yeah, let's call that. So, but it takes a lot of scrubbing hand by hand to fucking do it. So I'm down in the basement doing, I know that I'm in for like a good 4 or 5 hours. On my fucking knees, my motocross, no ACL fucking knees, right? And I'm doing that all day long. And I don't know why you think that's funny, but I'm like fucking Cinderella, like can't go to the fucking ball because the bitch mom's on the fucking period and they won't let me go and I have to clean the fucking house first. And, you know, here's the thing.
Was that a remake?
Yeah. Reimagining. That was a remake. And I was on my fucking knees doing this bitch. That's odd.
Right.
How would that work?
Exactly.
I'm on my knees and she's on her knees? And I'm doing her? Is that how that works? But the point is, it was a long day by myself. Like, you know, I'm bored out of my fucking skull.
All right. While you're doing
I'm
that,
bored.
Though, but when you say you're bored, are you taking advantage of the time? Are you listening to music? Are you listening to podcasts? Are you listening to, like, are there things that kind of fill the air for you while you're doing
it? I play the fucking same, you know, Pandora. I play the same fucking songs, you know, and it's just like, you know, and I know what you're going to think, well, aren't you happy that you accomplished something? You know, like you look back at the floor, it looks nice. No, that doesn't do anything for me. I feel like it's a way. Today was a beautiful day. Most people were out enjoying.
And you were down in the basement.
I was in my fucking basement all day. Now, that was by choice, right? But I didn't have an alternative. Like, if I had a chick to go see or something, yeah, I would have done that. But, which, by the way, am I going to go see this one girl that's been recommended to me?
Are you? I don't. Why are you asking me? Are you? It's your choice.
Well, yeah, but you're the doctor, and I'm asking you if I should, because.
Well, did you want to talk about the one that you did call?
Yep. Yeah. So I was talking to this chick for about a week, okay? And then I think we talked about how I FaceTimed over my friend's house, the chick, and alcohol is involved. Anyways, we FaceTimed. I'm not a big fan of that. And I don't know if the connection was wrong or not, but she didn't look exactly like I thought she would. I mean, it looked like a frog. So, anyways, but guess what? After that, I still kept on talking to her because I like frogs. And I, how many times are you gonna look out the window? I can't do this. Is there a lot of ass going on out there or not? I mean, does this window open up?
No.
Fuck. So basically, I was talking to her. And then this is what happened. I was still talking to her after we FaceTime, okay? But I could tell that, you know, the relationship or whatever we had.
Relationship?
Jeez, that's a Freudian slip. Relationship? Still dating my ex. So here's the thing. I was talking to her, but not as often after that, right? Then I'm on a delivery. I got my car back, all fixed, right? After the guy hit me, I'm like, fuck, man, I think I can go another 3 years with this car.
Until
all of a sudden I'm on a delivery. I'm at the door talking to a guy we know. I look over my car. Now, it was a rainy, foggy night. And I look over and I'm like, is my car on fire? Because there's smoke coming out. And then, you know what I said to myself? No, that's the dew point.
Right, that's just the steam coming off.
That's dew point.
Right.
So I get back in the car. I'm like, well, if that's dew point, does dew point smell like radiator fluid? Because that's what I smell now. But I keep charging. I'm like, just fucking turn the heater on. You know, you do that when your car, right?
Like running overheat.
So I keep delivering. And then the last delivery of the night, the car's really smoking. And finally, I get to my last delivery, and I'm like, okay, I got to shut this bitch down. Because it's starting to shake. And I park it, and then, long story short, I come back the next day, pop the hood. I got the radiator fluid with me. It took a full gallon. There was nothing in the radiator, right? That can't help. That can't be good for the car. And I'm like, all right, I'm just going to take this car to the closest shop.
And you didn't old school it? You just didn't piss in it?
What does that mean?
Just to kind of... Again, put some type of fluid in there, at least to get you...
Are you being serious?
Yeah.
I don't have a gallon in me. But, so get this. I fucking fill her up. Huh?
Just fucking jerk it off.
You want me to jerk off on the radiator? Would that help?
It might burn your bag.
Ball hair.
Cinching.
I can't do this. All right, you know what? Fuck it. Oh, I skipped a part that we were talking about. So anyways, when the car broke,
your FaceTime here.
No, when the car broke down, I was talking to her anyways, right. And I said, "Hey, listen, my car just broke down. I'm in East Rochester. It was 10:30 at night. Can you come and pick me up and please?" You know, give me a ride home.
Okay, so you happened to be talking.
Yes, I was.
Okay, so it wasn't like you didn't think of either of us to come get you.
No, I was already talking to her for like a half an hour. So I'm like, you know, we wanted to meet anyways. We've been talking for 5 fucking weeks. So I'm like, can you pick me up? No. What? I can't. Why? I'm in bed. Yeah. If you don't have any kids, you're not, you know, what could be, I mean, it's 10:30 at night. It's not that big of a deal. I had a beer. When? 2 hours ago. Well, that's fucking dumb. Can you pick me up, please? She's like, no, I cannot pick you up. I'm like, this tells me all I need to know about her. Because I said, look, if it was flipped, I would be over there in a minute and pick. I would. I'd pick her fucking up. It's not a big deal. So I hung up and I started fucking walking. I was fucking fuming. I didn't even bother calling anybody. It took me
when you walked,
2.5 hours to get home. 2.5 fucking hours home.
I mean, it was like the Warriors, you walking home back to Coney Island.
I was so fucking pissed. So anyways, bottom line is I got home, and I didn't talk to her since, right? And then she had the audacity the next day to say, hey, are you okay?
Did you make it home?
Well, you'd know if you would have picked me up, right? So then I went radio silent for like 4 days, and then she sent me a text saying, hey, remember me? And I'm like, I don't even want to deal with this. And so I said vaguely, right? That was my response. And since then, that's kind of where we are. Now, I want to ask you, am I making a bigger, maybe she was just didn't want to pick me up because she'd never met me before. Maybe she thought I was going to rape her in the car and all that shit. Maybe that was the deal.
Well, perhaps. But also, I think you're right. I mean, it may really kind of say a lot about her as a person, especially after you've had a 5-week sort of get to know you.
Didn't think it was a big deal, but maybe she was thinking like, I still have never met him, so I don't want to be in the car with him.
Listen, I mean, it was legit. And I think after 5 weeks, if you've had conversations with someone, you know if they're genuine or not, right?
So I should not. So now here's the thing, though. Ironically, now I start to feel guilty, like, because she sent that text out, like, hey, remember me. Now, should I continue on or just cut the fucking cord, man?
Well, that might be the segue then into when you asked me earlier, a few minutes ago, of am I going to get together or should I pursue this other person?
Right. All right, let's take it back. I got to get taken.
Okay, and then Tony needs to go to bed.
Get going here. Okay, we talked about on my knees, okay, and Dizzy Rabbit, okay. We didn't talk about the porno idea, but all right, we don't have to. And I got show notes, a couple show notes. Let's get the show notes out of the way right now, all right? Show notes, here we go. How am I going to get to know you with a condom on? bang a pregnant chick in the ass will induce labor? You know, the guys in the shop are talking about the fetish about banging a pregnant chick. Do you have that kind of fetish?
No.
I mean, I don't either. I don't see that. I'd always think, like, my head's hitting the kid's head. Like, I don't want that. Like, I'd be worried about the child.
Well, you know they put out then.
Does it separate when they squat?
Right, look at this guy.
Well, who's that?
The fuck are you doing, asshole? It's Tony.
Tony's outside?
Yes. He just fucked by the window.
He could get some fucking nice chicks up here, boy. You know what my vision is, Doc? Can I say?
Go ahead, ref.
My vision is to have a chick up here.
Oh, there's one that looks
with a really nice set of tics.
Where? Like pregnant right there.
Well, she's not. I'll get her there. See, these chicks, they want to be spread. Fucking spread and butter. So listen, here's the thing.
Oh my god, it smells like a liquor.
It's like just like smells like the well out there.
In here.
Oh, does it?
Yeah. We
does it?
Yeah. Oh yeah, because you spilled fucking shit.
Oh, sorry.
Tony Hawk's outside over here. He's doing
the guy on the bike.
No, there's a kid skateboarding. There's a bunch. They're jumping off the.
I got taken out of the leak. We got to shut this. Take a pause or something. And then I just want to. I want to just play back a little bit. Before we leave.
Yeah, let me play the. All right.
I think we need to shut it. We'll be back. That's the episode. That's the segment. We'll be back.
This is.
Let me listen.
What the fuck is wrong with my ass?
It's too big. Let me play this thing. You guys, it's unbelievable. All right. Yeah. Again, take three. Welcome back to So You Think You Got Problems With The Situation. We invite our one listener. And
Can you close the episode 20?
Oh, we're going to close. We're not welcoming. We're saying goodbye. So.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to So You Think You Got Frowns With The Situation. I'm your host, Dr. C, signing off with the creative content, Marty, and our producer, Baseball Tony. We'll see you next episode.
Uh-oh, edit time.